been more than 40 years since the country that became the Democratic Republic of Congo won independence from Belgium. Its turbulent birth continues to fascinate historians and at least one movie maker. 5 days after independence was declared, the armed forces mutinied and the United Nations sent in troops. The country has been in turmoil ever since. The story of the Congo's legendary first prime minister, Patrice Lumumba, is the subject of a new movie bearing his name. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says it's a story worth knowing.
Lumumba is a potent film. It's a complex and intensely dramatic look at Patrice Lumumba, whose career had the trajectory of a skyrocket. He was not yet 35 when he became the first prime minister of the newly independent Congo in June 1960. He was one of the continent's most promising and charismatic leaders. 2 months later, he was out of power. 6 months after that, he was dead. It was a calamity for his country and for the world. Lumumba begins with the deposed prime minister handcuffed in the back of a car, being driven to his execution. The rest of the film plays as an extended flashback, a beyond-the-grave letter to Lumumba's wife detailing his life, his death, and the pains his enemies took to dispose of his corpse.
Même mort, je leur faisais encore peur.
Even dead, I was a threat to them, the victim says, and the rest of the film shows why.
J'accuse le ministre Gansoff et la duplicité du gouvernement belge qui me considère comme dangereux. Et qui ne veut pas que je forme un gouvernement avec des hommes choisis par moi.
Lumumba was directed by Raoul Peck. The filmmaker was born in Haiti, but he knows the Congo well. He spent part of his childhood there and also made a prize-winning documentary on Patrice Lumumba. The realism he brings to his new feature has infused the story with an urgency and immediacy. The film is also driven by the acting of Eric Ebouané. His Lumumba is intensely magnetic, a mesmerizing speaker with an exceptionally forceful personality. It's a bravura performance, one that doesn't hesitate to show the man's confrontational self-confidence, his insistence on saying what needed to be said, no matter what the consequences. It's acting that makes everything that happens persuasive and believable.
Pas de collaboration, désobéissance civile. Cela fait 80 ans que cela dure. Au début, c'était le trafic d'esclaves. Ensuite, le trafic d'ivoire. Après, la décimation des villages pour exporter le caoutchouc. Et aujourd'hui, les diamants, le cuivre, le manganèse, le zinc. Tout le monde sait.
This film acknowledges that the Congo situation was too complex for either cardboard saints or convenient villains. What happened to Lumumba can't be entirely chalked up to one individual's character traits, to the maneuvers of Congolese adversaries, or the regrettable machinations of the United States caught up in Cold War thinking. The awful legacy of colonialism, it turned out, was too overwhelming to be immediately overturned by the stroke of a pen.
L'indépendance du Congo. Si elle est proclamée aujourd'hui dans l'entente avec la Belgique, pays ami, avec qui nous traitons d'égal à égal, nul Congolais digne de ce nom ne pourra jamais oublier que c'est par la lutte qu'elle a été conquise.
I came 50 years too soon, the film has Lumumba say, adding, history will have its say someday. This authoritative, always involving film is a major step in that process.
The comments of critic Kenneth Turan of the Los Angeles Times.